My name is Max, so get these facts. I'm on my heavy BMX and I make some tracks.
My name is Kazam, I got the whole plan. So listen to the man, cause I'm the Sultan of Sand.
Is that it? Is that the whole deal? You wanna be a hit, you better get real.
I did have this friend in 1000 BC. We discover a bevy of bathing beauties. Her bird looks to me and I says to he, why don't we jump in that old Euphrates?
Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 251 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, or have you? That's yet to be determined. Joining me for episode 251 of the Just Us Geeks podcast is Mr. Worldwide!
Miami!
Logan Bond.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide!
How's it going, Mr. Worldwide?
Pretty good! Pitbull!
Is this what we're doing now?
That's me. This okay. is my new personality, Josh. Okay. I had to change sometime.
Well.
Yeah.
Terrible. And Ethan Macaroni.
Please don't let him make that a thing.
Sorry.
Gosh. Mr. Macaroni!
And James Stratton.
Hey. Yeah.
And one, Shaquille O'Neal.
Hey, guys.
I don't know, something bad, probably. Do me a favor, facebook.com/JusticeGeeks, go there. Twitter and Instagram @JusticeGeeks, go there and do those things. Follow us, all that kind of fun stuff. And, Jugheads Incorporated, that's a thing that you should do too, right?
Justice Geeks Worldwide!
Wah!
Yeah!
Yeah, so, do those things. Beep. All right, so this week's going to be a short episode because we're trying to get...
We got stuff to do.
Well, we do. We want to catch up and watch the Nintendo Switch presentation in just a bit. So we're gonna keep it short this week. But as promised, this week's episode is about what, Logan Barnes?
Why do you always defer to me?
Well, I don't know, but I probably shouldn't.
It's the Mandela Effect.
Is it?
Yes.
Are we going to learn something today?
A little bit.
All right.
We're going to learn something so exciting on today's show.
Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Mandela Effect.
The Mandela Effect is a purported effect dealing with... Oh, hello. I didn't know it. I thought it was instrumental.
Hello, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Howdy, ho, neighbor.
Oh, done myself.
Okay.
Howdy, ho, neighboring nose.
It is an effect that supposedly deals with alternate timelines and dimensions. It's where a large, and I'm talking large group of people, have a shared memory of something that is, for all intents and purposes, wrong.
Yeah, pretty much it's wrong.
It gets its name from when Nelson Mandela died a few years ago. A large number of people believed that he had died back in the 90s or 80s while he was still in prison. 90s while he was still in prison.
He died recently.
Yeah, he died in like 2012, 2013, yeah. Something like that.
But at that time, there was a massive number of people who were thoroughly convinced they had heard about him dying in prison. And that's where the Mandela Effect comes in.
But he didn't.
No.
No, no.
Clearly, because there's a movie called Invictus.
Where he doesn't.
Well, yeah, there is Invictus, and then there's also Mandela's Long Walk to Freedom, which is about him actually being in jail and then getting out.
Yeah, those movies didn't exist in that other timeline, so.
in the other timeline, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how some of these timelines seem to cross.
But we have examples of, like, this happening all over the place. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I want you to think about it. Do you remember the children's series of books about a family of bears?
Yes.
The Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears.
The listeners, what did you remember first? When I was talking about it, what came to your mind? Stain, S-T-A-I-N, or Steen, S-T-E-I-N? Steen is the current timeline correct spelling of it.
Mm-hmm. Berenstain Bears. Yes.
Steen.
Berenstain
Bears. Berenstain Bears.
I remember it as Berenstain.
Well, you're
wrong.
You
could call your parents right now and ask them what were those books about the family of bears. And I guarantee you 90% of your families will be like, the Berenstain Bears. Hey,
you want me to call my mom? She's a teacher.
They'll say the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, if you call her up, we'll ask her now.
Okay, I'll call her and we'll see.
Is she awake?
Yeah, she may be. I don't know. Continue talking we'll see.
But that's another big example that people like to pull on. That's the most pop culturally relevant example. That's up now. I remember that was actually one of the first ones that I read, and it's the one that got me the most because I distinctly remember Berenstain Bears. I remember an A in that cursive
script.
Well,
I'm older than you, and I remember Berenstain Bears.
Well, we must come from different timelines. That's all that is.
You're just wrong.
I like to compare timelines with people. I think of
major
Mandela effects.
It's really weird because, like, it's like I said, some of these timelines seem to cross, like, with the this has all recently been brought back up really recently with the Sinbad movie.
We'll go into that.
I'm gonna see if she'll answer my question. If she will, I'll call her. But so I mean, in like I kind of remember, for instance. Okay. Anyway, so we're gonna call my mom. She's gonna appear for the first time on the Just Us Geeks podcast. Awesome. So hold on. This is how we're gonna do it.
That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, so you are on the podcast right now. I have a question that I think maybe you can help us answer.
Okay.
So when I was a kid and the series was popular, it had a book series and there were television cartoons. It was about a family of bears. What was the name of that series? No, it wasn't Little Bear. It was just like the and the Bear's family name. Bears.
I don't think I remember that one.
It's like Bear and something.
Hmm. That is just not ringing a bell at all.
It's okay. So, is it?
Think of it though. I'd love.
Well,
to know.
is it the Berenstain Bears?
Oh, the Berenstain Bears.
Or is it the Berenstain Bears?
It's the Berenstain
Bears.
Well,
it's really pronounced Berenstain Bears.
How
is it pronounced?
Series of books.
The Berenstain Bears. Okay, so mom, please tell the internet and the world how long you were an elementary educator.
40 years.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of that book series.
Yeah, but now you remember everything about it, though, right?
Yes, I do now.
Okay. So,
And I think it still comes on, actually.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But,
I don't know if they still...
But, you know, the authors died, so...
Yeah, well...
Both authors died of that.
That probably happened in both timelines. Anyway, thank you so much for appearing on this episode of the podcast.
Alrighty.
Thanks, bye.
See you later.
Bye. Yeah. It's Berenstain. Your mom's wrong. I'm sorry, but your mom's wrong.
I don't know. I say it's Berenstain.
She couldn't
because
even remember the name of it, so
it may not exist in her timeline. Yeah.
It's Berenstain Bears.
It's Berenstain.
Look, it used to come on TV and they would say the Berenstain Bears.
No, they would say the Berenstain Bears.
No, they would not.
Yeah. They would.
Spell it.
I don't think it's a matter of spelling at this point. I think it's a matter of pronunciation.
The spelling is the important part. It's the last five letters. S-T-A-I-N versus S-T-E-I-N.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so continue. Which is the correct version?
Steen is the correct version in this timeline.
And it's spelled...
It is the one that there are books printed.
But how is it spelled? S-T-E-I-N?
S-T-E-I-N.
That's Stein. Mm.
Berenstain Bears.
But see, that's Stein.
There is no Stein.
Because I'm Steen. S-T-E-E-N.
Right, but it's
pronounced...
In any case, it's double vowel, so it's Steen. It's Berenstain Bears.
And I tell you, YouTube, looking it up, only has it as Berenstain.
That's wrong.
That's how YouTube has it.
Whatever, you're all wrong. And you're all dumb.
Sorry, James. I believe you're the one that's wrong because the official verified Berenstain Bears account is S-T-A-I-N.
Official verified by who?
YouTube.
I don't trust YouTube. I could get verified.
Mm. It's the Berenstain. I mean, according to the internet, it's the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
But we all remember.
I had that backwards. I'm sorry. Yeah, we all. The
I clearly remember it as the Berenstain Bears.
It's the Berenstain Bears.
Bears.
Oh, how'd they say it?
Well, they're rednecks.
But they're everything is spelled S-T-A-I-N, like the official stuff out there. I was incorrect that statement, but.
It is spelled S-T-A-I-N.
Yes.
Well, that's some stupid Dolly Parton song. What a moron she is.
But there has been...
You're just mad because she's right and you're wrong.
No, I'm right. It's spelled S-T-A-I-N.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Berenstain Bears.
There has been a Redditor that has discovered a legitimate Berenstain Bears videotape that has the S-T-E-I-N spelling on the label.
Hmm.
So there's a piece... that says that memory is correct.
Yeah, but if you're talking about a property as popular as the Berenstain Bears, which we all...
Oh, they said it again. Berenstain Bears.
But we all know they exist, right? Everybody is familiar with this
that
property.
That bear family exists.
Yes.
Yes.
We were all very aware of their existence, and most people would remember it as
okay.
Berenstain.
Hold on. They're gonna show the title card in a second. And we may be thinking of this wrong because... Berenstain.
Yeah, but in the song earlier, they said Berenstain.
Well, she's a redneck, which is why it sounds like that. Which is probably why we have this problem. She just said Berenstain Bears.
There's no agreed upon pronunciation, but the spelling is what has changed that freaks people out.
Yeah. I've only always known it as the Berenstain Bears. S-T-A-I-N. I don't know why this is so damned long. This is Berenstain, Berenstain.
So you're saying you come from the current timeline, whatever timeline we exist in now.
I don't know. Depends on how it crosses each other. But I'm in the timeline that has Berenstain.
Yeah. Your memories are stain.
Yeah.
So.
But if there was one piece of evidence that existed at one point in time where it might have been a misprint of some sort.
Yeah.
Now we have an entire... you know, section of our population that now believes...
Well, misprints happen, and also ripoffs happen.
Yeah, because I've seen a... because I remember I text Jared one time because I saw a Captain Picard Star Trek figure, and it was labeled Lieutenant Worf. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's not right.
My favorite one is Robert Cop, a ripoff of a RoboCop toy that was... I think we created and somehow became a real thing. Anyway.
I actually have one of those Marvel crossover Transformers that is a Spider-Man Transformer in a Wolverine box.
What?
Completely sealed. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
okay. So that
but
one
people
is,
now all of a sudden don't believe Spider-Man is Wolverine.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So this one is understandable, right?
Yeah,
like we can all agree and see where this is understandable.
There's some more that are very similar. Like the television show about four women that meet and talk about their sex lives and one has a blog. What would you, each of you will go in turn. What would you call that show?
Originally, and this is me being completely honest, it would have been Sex in the City. Sex in the City.
James, what is it?
Sex and the City, but I have a reason I've watched the
show. It's Sex and the City.
I always remembered it as Sex in the City, so Ian and I share the same timeline on
but
that.
But, I mean, I've seen bits and pieces of the show,
the year after I graduated high school, I was hanging out with Jeanette Marie. And every Sunday, I would go over to the Rodriguez house,
mm-hmm.
and we would go to her bedroom and watch that. Like, that was her big thing. She loved that show, so we watched it every Sunday.
So
I know the name of the show.
There is product and pieces of evidence. You can find these on YouTube of officially branded items that say Sex in the City.
Well, and that's rip-off stuff. That is also along the same lines of Berenstain Bears, I think. But that's just attempt to capitalize off of it.
Misprints. It could be misprints, too.
Yeah, I mean...
Because, I mean, you're probably talking about stuff that was happening during the first season.
Well, and... Yeah, and it's... That is easy to... You know, sort of confused.
Yeah.
However, the major one right now is
Shazam, starring
Sinbad,
which didn't happen.
Can we all agree that Kazam, starring
Kazam
Shaquille
starring
O'Neal,
Shaq, which is what you heard at the beginning of the show,
is a thing?
It's real,
and I'm not
Kazam.
I'm not
real.
Doubting that.
Okay, I have to say this my memory of Kazam was non-existent until this happened.
How do you not know Kazam?
Because he's only 5 years old.
I had no memory.
I've never seen Kazam.
Did
you know? But I know what Kazam is.
And see, my thing is, people aren't like.
I didn't want to see. I had no interest.
People aren't confusing Kazam and Shaq Fu, right? Which would be easy to do.
Yeah, Shaq Fu was a video game.
Yes. Well, and you know, like, no one is saying that Shaquille O'Neal did not do a movie where he was a genie.
Right.
But I have a very vivid, some form of a memory of a movie where Sinbad was a genie.
You're so
I remember
wrong.
Shazam. Look, I grew up a Sinbad fan. I've seen every Sinbad movie.
Then you watch Shazam.
No, there is no Shazam movie starring Sinbad.
Ian, what are your memories of Shazam?
Shazam was an actual thing in my memory.
No, like, it's not.
I remember watching Shazam.
Yes,
like,
I clearly remember Sinbad in a movie where he was a genie of some sort, and it was called Shazam.
You're wrong.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I know it doesn't exist. I know it doesn't, but.
Shazam.
Sorry, continue.
I know it doesn't exist, but I know that
I have my memories of it. That is the crux of the Mandela effect, are these ingrown, detailed memories that people have of these events.
Here's a trailer of it.
Of Shazam. Somebody has made that trailer.
Yeah, that's got to be.
From Touchstone Pictures, Max never went looking for...
They just replaced it with... Somebody thinks we're stupid. They've removed it. And added in, they removed the one from Kazam and made it Shazam. Okay, let's see. Proof Sinbad Shazam is real. Let's see.
Yeah, that's wrong. Somebody's just making stuff now because they're wrong. They're kind of...
That is the Ambien or
that's Touchstone. The Touchstone.
Or is that Touchstone
logo?
Or?
Yeah,
God, James, you love movies.
I just know logos, man.
You do know me.
Interesting.
Not Logan's. Logos.
Communication.
And Rickroll.
Never gonna give you up.
Is it B movie?
Oh my God, if it's B movie, I'll be so happy.
A film by Paul M. Glasser. Ah, no, stupid. God.
Was it Kazam?
Yes,
it's
idiot.
Kazam.
Idiot.
You're not going to find proof of Shazam because it's not real.
It doesn't exist in our dimension.
Sinbad himself has said, I never did a movie called Shazam.
This timeline version of Sinbad did not.
I cannot explain these distinct memories that I have of this movie.
Because you're high. You've done drugs or something.
Well, I'm like younger than all you guys, so my memory should be better. But Kazam was not a thing in my brain dictionary until this came up.
I was a huge Shaquille O'Neal fan. I mean, gosh, when we were kids.
Well, then what did that photo come from?
That came from a television special where he hosted some Sinbad the Sailor movies.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was.
Just this weird connection our brains made.
Because I know I know that he was at one point in time dressed up as a genie, which he was.
He was dressed up as a sailor or a pirate or whatever. Sinbad in the Seven Seas or whatever movies.
I knew Shaq Fu existed and I knew it was his own thing.
Or you mean Kazam?
Well, Shaq Fu, because
he's talking about his Shaq relationship.
Owned the video game. I knew Kazam was a movie because I remember going to the movie theater to actually go see it. But I still have a memory of...
You went and saw that?
Yeah, of course. I was a huge Shaquille O'Neal fan. Huge Shaquille O'Neal fan.
I mean, I was a fan of him too, but I looked at that movie as like a genie.
What was
a
that movie
box?
That he did where he was? It was a serious movie. Nick Nolte was in it. He was the basketball coach.
Blue Chips. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, like I remember.
Now that's a good movie. Kazam, not a good movie.
No, Kazam is hard.
I remember being a kid and going and watching that movie because Shaquille O'Neal was in this movie specifically, and so. Huge Shaq fan, knew about him, but I still have this completely separate, you know, singular memory of Shazam starring Sinbad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I mean, I know I'm wrong, but it's there. I would love to know how it got there.
Is there some way that people are connecting that one television appearance? Because
with
he was
entire
all over,
movie.
Because he was all over TV, right?
Oh, he had his own. He had a he special guested on like TV shows.
Yeah,
he was in movies.
There's a
whole bunch of Disney movies and stuff with him.
there's a whole Reddit thread dedicated to this effect, and on there where the Shazam thing came from, the one of the main proponents behind it is like, I worked at a movie rental place, and I remember rewinding Shazam hundreds of times.
Yeah, the guy, like, wow. Okay, there's this phenomenon where you tell yourself something, and then even if it's not true, you tell yourself over and over again, your mind makes it real. Like, you just automatically assume it's real. I mean, you just basically you're lying to yourself and you believe it. So, I mean, that's all it is. This guy was like, oh,
guys, where did Josh go? Josh was right here a second ago. We made him real with our minds.
No. That's,
who's Josh?
You're all. Oh, my God.
Shazam is real.
Bow, bow, bow.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly not a thing that exists. But
there's no evidence for it.
None.
Except what is in your heart.
Yeah, and your heart's dumb and wrong.
Unless somebody comes up with a copy of it. Like, that would be ridiculous if someone pulled an interdimensional item out.
Yeah, I mean, we can tell when.
Okay, I'm
going
to come back to our timeline now. So,
Josh is back.
Josh, who's hey. Josh?
My name's Jim.
I'm Chet.
Chet Hayes. Are you Tom Hanks' son that wants to be a rapper?
No. Nobody.
Are you Cleve Culkin?
Oh, Cleve Culkin. I don't know. I mean, so what about that guy who remembers rewinding this thing over and over and over? I mean, that's hard to argue with. And it's hard to argue that with like millions of people who are like, no, this is a thing. I know this is a thing.
I mean, I think it's enough people that for whatever reason made the connection in their brain with the information that was
Sinbad,
out there.
Sinbad, Kazam, and Genie. Yeah, like just
brains made the connection. Now it's a thing. We all remember it, and yet there is no evidence that it existed because it didn't exist.
The thing that gets me is, where does the name Shazam come from? Because Kazam is totally unique on its own. Like, the K... It's hard to link that linguistically to Shazam. Kazam, Shazam, the second half's the same, but that first syllable is way different.
That's what it is, though. Okay. You're just linking the last part of
Here
it.
Here we go. Problem solved from a comment on the internet. I think I have solved the Sinbad mystery. He was in an episode of All That where he played Ishbu, played by Kenan Thompson, Ishbu's dad. In keeping with the character, Sinbad wore a very genie-like outfit. It was a few years after Kazam, so maybe the close timelines mess with our 90s childhood memories.
That very well may be it.
Yeah.
I had never watched that episode.
It wasn't,
apparently.
Yeah. It was
I mean,
Shazam.
I watched.
No, it's not, Logan.
It's Shazam. It's a real thing.
You're dumb. Shut up.
When I time travel and bring you back a copy of Shazam,
I will... But you fart in your general direction.
It will be more than a time travel. You will have to cross.
You have to do interdimensional
dimensions.
Yeah, I mean,
well, surely, supposedly the way the timeline deviates, it creates multiple dimensions.
Surely in a universe that has infinite. You know.
Well, then maybe Shazam is what
Shazam exists it off. Somewhere
in one of these universes. It's not ours. It's just not the one we're currently in.
It's ours.
I don't.
Interesting. Well, we can agree on the other stuff. It's pretty easy to see. I don't know. I have a hard time
believing Logan. He's dumb.
You have a hard time believing Logan's dumb? What timeline are you in?
No, Logan is dumb.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd check.
I missed that timeline where I was smart.
Yeah.
And Shazam was real.
Shazam was never real.
I don't know. I just feel like if we ask people, our people.
Do you want to know what convinces me the most of my Shazam memories?
What?
You right. too?
No. My mom banks at Hardin County Bank. I guess that I can't. Can I say that? Is that a safe thing to say?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of Hardin counties, man.
But her card there, her debit card.
Is a Shazam card?
Shazam!
It had the word Shazam on it. And every time she would pull that card out, I would think, ha, that Sinbad movie. Like, I would always think that because that's such a unique word. I would think Sinbad as a genie whenever I would see that card with Shazam written on it.
I would never think
that. That's really weird.
Shazam's not a movie.
I would think it because it was real in my timeline.
Your timeline's dumb.
Your timeline is dumb.
I don't know.
Your timeline's right.
We're not going to agree.
How do you spell Febreze?
F-R-E-B.
F-R.
F-E.
Free breeze.
Febreze. I don't know.
Well, now we can't take E. Now we can't trust James. What?
F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
No, F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
Listen.
There's no second E in the middle.
Okay, that's maybe stupid. So. No,
Fabrez. That changed.
That's Fabrez.
That changed.
Fabrez.
That's Fabrez.
Okay.
Listen.
Doesn't matter.
We're just going to ask all the people over there in their whole...
It's a different typing.
No, it's not. It's the same one we've used forever.
Is that a Mandela effect?
No. It's the exact same keyboard sound I've used for years. If they will, I don't know. How do we want to do this? If they will
Tell us your memories. Tell us your Berenstain Bears. How do you remember it? Tell us your Shazam, and if you recall that movie or not. And then tell us one thing or something maybe that you remember differently than someone else.
Yeah, sure.
Major.
What's your favorite Mandela?
Do it over in Jugheads Incorporated. It's super easy to do. It's a Facebook group. Got a lot of good stuff going on over in the Jugheads Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Is that you typing?
No. Let's go watch the Switch stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a thing that's going
to
happen.
Oh, we have to jam out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Well. Jam out. What's that? I'm just playing. There's no Mandela effect.
I'm doing the Cosby Show theme.
I know.
Yeah, we know you are. Get out of here. Mr. Worldwide, what is your jam this week?
Being called Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
My jam this week is going to be CNN's American History series. The 60s, the 70s, and the 80s.
Lots of good folks helped produce that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, Tom Hanks was one of them. He's in two series. He's in the 60s and the 80s.
Yeah, because he does a part about... That Thing You Do talks a little bit about how that was influenced.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's a good movie.
Yes,
but,
it is.
Those series are exceptional looks at American history. They cover different topics in each episode. They kind of have a general overview of just the major events in that decade, and they cover pop culture, they cover social culture.
Everything. It's a great series.
And the way it's told is just really fascinating. They interview people from the era, they interview prominent figures from that time, it's just super fascinating.
And it's all fake, so there you go. No, it's not.
They talk about Mandela dying in prison.
I saw it with my own eyeballs, and then I watched Shazam. No, it's really good. And it actually works.
It's on the Netflix.
Yeah, and when they air it on CNN, I've caught it once or twice on the way home on Sirius XM, and it works audio-wise,
it's on Netflix,
too.
That's cool. Most of them are on Netflix.
Yeah, the 60s, 70s, and 80s are all three on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Macaroni.
2017 has started out with a great adulting win for me. Look, you can roll your eyes all you want to. I've got extra money in my pocket. I got approved for a refinance on my car loan today, and I saved a whole lot of money.
You must have gone with Geico.
Did you save 15% by switching to Geico?
No. Either way, big win for me. I'm very excited about saving money.
A very bigly win.
Yeah, very excited about it, Logan. Nice. Welcome to what being an adult is.
I don't believe in debt.
That is fun. Alrighty, Mr. Jamez.
My jam is I have the honor of producing a show with you.
I'm so stoked.
Like, we have a really good cast.
Oh, my God.
I'm super psyched about it. I can't wait to get to work with you.
It's going
to
be awesome. And that was probably going to be my jam, too. We had auditions for my directorial debut this week, and... I'm pretty stoked. It went really well. The show's going to be really good, and I'm super stoked to get to work our butts off for the next few weeks.
So you guys doing a combo jam?
Yeah,
yes.
Combo jamming jam. Out together.
First time combo jam.
Combo jam. Combo.
Not a scissor jam.
No. Oh. No, because we're dudes. All right, so, yeah.
I like it to highlight.
Woo! Boy, I love the shorty episodes. They're good.
Yep. We can go home. Get to work.
on the worldwide.
I don't have the thing pulled up. Hold on.
Pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew. Pew, pew.
That's,
pew,
a, pew. That's okay, James. That's okay, James, because it lives in your heart.
Mm-hmm. You'll be in my heart. That's that Harambe
you
song.
You'll be in my heart.
Ham. It just sounds like somebody going...
No, it was from this movie called The Dark Knight. Yep. You ever seen him?
Someone failed.
All right, aww. So this is a shorty. A shorty ham. Ham for ham.
I remember Mandela dying in prison. Next to me. Mr. Worldwide. Larry.
This is the worst thing of all time.
Yeah. Cheer. I love it.
It's fine. Nobody will remember it anyway.
No.
Nobody will remember this episode. Probably.
I hate you guys so much.
Cheer.
Yeah.
Cheer.
So, next week, Huddle House Confession.
Really?
Yeah. We're going back.
By request.
Yeah, by request. Did Melissa Hayes give us a topic or just...
No, she just wanted a Huddle House Confession.
It'll be good.
We'll confess something.
I have confessions to make.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
About what?
What'd next week.
What'd you do, though?
I can't make a your mom joke now because she was on the show.
I get it. He did anyways, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did anyways.
And she ended up being right.
This will probably be the one episode she listens to. Good job there, buddy.
Yeah. She will. She'll totally listen to this one. Whew, boy. All right.
Send all over your mom.
Oh, you're the worst.
Horrible.
There it goes.
Yeah.
Thanks, old man.
Let's end this.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, news, reviews, and more. You can find it all every single day over at TheJusticeGeeks.com.
Mr. Worldwide.
Got a big back catalog of Mr. Worldwide for you. So go and do that thing. And this is totally an episode we did on the Mandela Effect. Finally happened.
Yeah. Hey, I like Supernatural episodes.
Yeah.
Tate! The Gooch!
Gosh.
This is the worst.
Oh, my goodness.
Love you, Tim.
I think we killed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead.
Oh, no. It did. I forgot it. Oh,
it has more.
Are we done? Is this over?
It's another layer of chocolate. So,
I like chocolate.
Did you know that Forrest Gump wasn't even a movie?
Really?
It was a book.
Yeah.
Did you know that Tom Hanks is not an actor?
He's a person.
He's actually a train conductor.
Yeah.
He is.
A 3D train conductor.
I know every word from that movie. We used to watch
it. Too bad he got lost on that island.
With all the FedEx packages.
I know. He should have opened that sat phone.
Yeah, for real.
Why would a lady in the middle of the desert order a satellite phone?
I don't know. Because there was no reception because she's in the middle of the desert?
Okay.
It makes plenty of sense. I bet he wished he'd boned Helen Hunt after all.
Wow, really? Gonna go with the boned word?
Boned. I mean, I could have gone with something else.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Bye, cheese.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for listening, you idiots.